Dr. Donald Hattier is a member of the Indian River School Board. Dr. Hattier, can you tell us what happened at the meeting last night in reference to the mask mandate?
Well, we all anticipated a lot of angry, upset parents, and we did get an awful lot of speakers. I think there were 15, 16 total. We made the decision to allow everybody to speak as opposed to cutting them off like other districts had, because as a parent, I know I want to be heard. Apparently, even the head of the Delaware School Board, or Delaware DOE, even cut people off at one point, and we determined we weren't going to do that.
Great.
Okay. Everybody has some concerns over this China virus thing. Now you've got the Delta version, and then there'll be a Lambda version, and then there'll be a Zeta version and an Omega version, and it's just going to keep going because, quite frankly, the coronaviruses are endemic to the population the same way that a flu virus is endemic to the population. To think that we can restrict the spread to the point where it'll get to zero, I think, is dreaming because we haven't been able to do it with the flu. Every year, over a 20-year period, 300 to 1,000 kids die from the flu, and no one makes any effort to take those kids and save them. So if you have two in the state of Delaware, and those two kids, don't get me wrong, are a tragedy. I get that. However, society as a whole had already made the decision by not doing anything, you know, de facto, that up to 1,000 kids a year was considered reasonable because nobody did anything about it, did they?
Right.
I mean, that's just a fact.
So what did the board vote on last night? What did the board vote on?
Well, we listened to everybody, and we listened to the health concerns and what they're saying. But I believe that the state is considering this a zero-sum game. In other words, the only problem you're ever going to have is COVID, and then you die. And they do not consider the social isolation, the fact that the kids can't talk to one another in cafeterias, that being outside is a problem. You have people who can't see the teacher's mouth clearly. We know that masks reduce the hearing. It may not be problems for a 10-year-old, but I got news for you. You put on a mask and I can't hear you. There are so many secondary issues here that I do not believe are being truly fully explored. And if it was this bad, several things. One, why is Maryland allowing parents the choice? Right? Why are many, many other states allowing parents the choice and then having the individual school boards make the decision, which is what it should be? When we're told by Dr. Susan Bunting that we're independent and we can do these things, all I can say is balderdash. We're not independent. Okay? We're being told what to do, and damn it, that's what they're going to do. So the vote that we had was a vote of no confidence in the governor's edict and the DOE here because I do not believe they are considering all of the aspects of this problem. I just don't. And furthermore, I don't think they're being honest with the public about what the end game is here.
A vote of no confidence, and then I'm hearing there was another, you also vote to petition them to change this mandate?
Well, that part came from Jim Fritz, and I think he did a good job with this because really, we have a right to the information that they're using, and they're just not supplying that. If you look at the COVID website, you know, you hear about these numbers going up, and yet in the state of Delaware, really, are they, you know, are they as bad as they were last March? The answer is no. So we're asking them to review, take a look at it, and provide all of the data that they have and deal with those secondary issues that we talked about. Alrighty, that has to be dealt with because they're just not being honest with the public, Dan. Not in my opinion, anyway.
And what was the, was it a unanimous vote of no confidence?
I'm going to say yes and no. One person did vote against the vote, but I know where this man is coming from, and his primary concern is to get kids in school regardless. And I think that's why he voted against it. I believe that privately he may feel the same, but his big concern is simply to keep the kids in school so they learn something somewhere sometime, which beats what they did for a year. I understand where that other person's coming from, and I respect his vote. So I'm going to say that it was 9-1, but for all intents and purposes, it was unanimous.
Next text, okay. Text question coming in on the Dan Gaffney program, instant text into the studio. I was at the meeting last night and happened to speak. Dr. Hattier was and has been amazing through all of this. We email daily. Well, I email them daily. He always replies to anything I send. Hattier, Fritz, Layfield, statewide heroes. You have a comment on that?
Well, Well, thank you very much. I think I know who this person is, and yes, because I feel very strongly about a lot of this. I think it's all part of having a central party control, okay, the Gleichschaltung, as they used in the 1930s in Germany. But I think that all of our board members feel the same way, and I think that all of them would react and return letters as well. But I really appreciate the positive comments, because on this one, this is nobody really wins right here, Dan. This is still one of those tough ones, and that they're just making it worse.
Next text, Indian River School District's vote of no confidence is just smoke and mirrors. Why not a no vote about masks and take a stand against the governor like other states are doing? It's a fair question.
I think it's a very fair question. The problem come first off, Board Chairman Layfield summed everything up. He said, no matter what happens, we're still stuck with the law in the state of Delaware. And we are not that independent that we can simply say no. They have already threatened to pull insurance coverage and other things away from us if we do things like this, and that is more counterproductive than anything else. So I think the vote of no confidence, smoke and mirrors, I believe it's what we could do. And if all of the boards in the state of Delaware reacted the same way, as opposed to the first three simply shutting their meetings down and walking away, I think it may make a bigger impact. Right now, I believe we're the first ones. I know other boards. I just was listening to your program this morning. Apparently, some people in Milford feel the same way. Okay, I was not aware of that till this morning. But that's the kind of reaction that everybody has to have. If we do not contact and flood them and let them know that we are very unhappy, and again, it boils down to all the secondary stuff, the hypercapnias, the people who can't breathe properly. Certain kids shouldn't be wearing masks because of their asthma problems. Okay, and what do you want to do, take all those kids out? I mean, you want to really segregate kids that badly? And they haven't convinced me yet that it's as big a problem. If you have two kids in the state of Delaware, that's a 0.0002 death rate. And I'm sorry for the two people that died. That's terrible. But on the other hand, they do allow more kids than that every year without a murmur with flu. All right. So looking at the bigger picture, people come in from Mexico, they have COVID, they release them in the population. Okay. We closed the border with Canada and won't let them in, but the Mexicans can come in and be released, or the border crossers. And I'm not saying one is right or wrong. I'm just saying that's what they do. They have such a mixed plan on this. The lack of consistency is really the issue. So.
Next text, did the Indian River School Board vote the governor was incompetent? LOL.
No, we just kept it to what we felt was the pertinent issue.
So in other words, this is like, we have no confidence that this mandate is needed, necessary, appropriate, something of this nature. Is that what the no confidence vote means?
Right. Keep looking for more adjectives, Dan. It's all of the above.
Okay. And you want some data? From the DOE and the governor.
Because our people, all of us on the board, and we have many fine, highly educated individuals. We are not mushrooms. Everybody on that board has a good specialty of some type and is a bright, intelligent person. Many people have written Dr. Rattay letters asking for specific detailed information, and quite frankly, we're not getting the level of response. If it's something they don't want to hear, you don't hear back from them. And as a person who helps to pay that salary, okay, I feel as if I have a right to that information and how it's presented. Again, why are a lot of other states not doing this and it's working more or less okay? And when are they going to deal with the fact that this is an endemic virus? This is not going to go away. I don't care if we wear masks for the next 90 years. It's just not. And you don't hear anybody on the government push the mask side dealing with that.
I want to give kudos to the school board, whoever made the decision to have the meeting outdoors.
That was Captain Layfield.
Wonderful idea. Knowing that there's no mask mandate outdoors and there will be people wanting not to wear masks, he had it outdoors. It was just such a great idea.
Yes, it was. Thank you, Rodney Layfield. Okay. And then, you know, the school district was able to pull it together for a very, very nice venue. I thought they did a great job. They really did.
And
we expected a lot of people when we got them.
And I think it's encouraging to see a board represent the many parents that are just pleading for, please do something, say something, at least say something, you know, and being the only board so far to do that, I think speaks a lot to how this board reacts to the community when the community demands, you know, movement on something.
Dan, I think that we did what we could do. And that's really, I think, within a legal framework, what we can do. The state is going to have to start dealing with the endemic nature of this. They have educated the public more or less successfully that if you get COVID, you're going to die, which is not true. Okay? I mean, some people will, but the vast majority are just going to develop a natural immunity like any other coronavirus. And until they decide to deal with this honestly in terms of what it is, reactions like what I think are going to become more and more common. You know, compare what we have now versus the first mask mandate in March of 14. One of my patients yesterday said, you know, they asked for 2 weeks to close to make things down. And basically he was saying, yeah, this is probably all nonsense, but hey, I'll give them 2 weeks. And they took a year and a half and just kept taking. It's like, really? And I think that overarching this and then not, again, being honest with the public about what this really is, it's not going to go over well. And as time goes on, more and more people are going to start seeing this. They have to.
And I believe, has there been any discussion about the implementation of this mandate within the school and the discipline and logistical problems it's going to create if a student is not complying? I mean, has that been discussed?
Yes, it has. And again, unfortunately, we're going to have to do something. I do not know what the exact plan is, though, Dan.
Right.
I just know that we're going to be required to do something here.
Don Hattier, thank you so much for talking to us about last night's school board meeting. All the best.
Thank you, Dan. And this isn't going to go away. I suspect there'll be more and more districts that do something. At least I hope they do. And, you know, let's get some of what Dr. Bunting calls our local control back. All right. That's assuming we ever had much of it under the rules, but that's a cynical statement.
Got it. Thanks, Don. Okay. No problem. Thanks for being here. Dan Gaffney at Delaware 1059. Your opinions welcome. Our number 302-839-1059.